Welcome to Christ Community Church, where everyone is welcome. You are about to listen to our morning worship service. We pray that you experience God through this service. We invite you to come visit us at 2950 Carrollton Road in Grenada, Mississippi.
Is Psalm 126, and it's in my Bible. Kind of where it always has been, I hope. Here we go, we're getting closer. Gotta lick my fingers, that's how close we are. All right. Okay. Psalm 126 and verse 3 says, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." Let's pray. Father God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for the opportunity we have to reassemble and have our friends and family come and join us for a special occasion where we're marking two decades of your faithfulness, your goodness. That started as a dream, started as an idea that there ought to be a church where everyone's welcome. There ought to be a place that's different. And so, Father, we just give you all the credit and all the glory. We thank you. And now help us to express our joy. The joy of seeing family and friends, the joy of being together, and the joy of expressing praise to you, our God and Father, our Savior. Our Lord, we love you, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You are the Word of the beginning, one with God, the Lord most high. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed.
Break every chain.
CCC family. Well, I'm not going to say that's Lenny, but I'm going to say it. And but just y'all, just things like this. Last one, and then I'll shut up again. I'm just grateful. These things say grateful or blessed or thankful on them. It says I'm grateful for my church family. Just grateful for my church family. It's just simple. It's just a thank you to God. And so be thinking of some expression that you might have or a testimony.
You've got a pain, he's a pain taker. You feel lost, he's a way maker. You need freedom, a saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice and the same old lies, trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
You got pain. He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. Saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all bound ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all done the things we know.
I am grateful for all the love that's in this church. That was tiny and groovy, but I'm not going to mention it. That was big over there. But y'all, just keep on praising God and keep on worshiping. And if, when there's an opportunity, if you got something to share, share it. Be quick.
When
until next anniversary, we'll be like, hey, was there a way to take Randy back home with them? Yes, sir. Yeah. This just in, breaking news.
God's got a plan for your life, folks. God, listen. God caused all this. I got to tell y'all, I'm sitting back here with Ron. Let me walk up front. Can I preach?
Yes.
Listen, I'm sitting back there with Ronald, and I couldn't help remember. In 1996, long before Christ Community Church, 2 years before that, him and this man, we bowed on our knees at Liberty Baptist Church on a Tuesday night and said, Lord, what do you want to do with our lives? And he came and he worked in our lives. Folks, it was through those prayers on Tuesday night that God first awakened my heart to the fact that there's a different place. There's a better place for you to serve, and this is not it. And what he didn't tell me was that it didn't exist. But the Lord moved in our hearts, and we both ended up here. It's a long story, but I tell you what, we were here from the beginning. There's some more folks, and you're sitting around, you see Wyman and Sarah Reeves. But when we started this, we just had faith and trusted God. And I tell you, I am still amazed at what he has done. And I want to say something about that young lady she's sang up here.
Where is she?
Hey, look at
that. Oh, why did you go sit by him? Look, when I say God's got a plan for your life, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Read Ephesians 2:10. I won't even quote it. Go look it up. We found Pam and John. And they came to us. You know what I think about them? I call them our graduates. God had a plan. They came to us, then God had another place for them. And I just praise the Lord for them. Look, I don't know what God's plan for your life is, but you need to find out. You need to get down on your knees and say, Lord, what do you want to do in my life? And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Whatever it is good. Y'all sing something wonderful. In Christ alone, is that the next?
Amen.
Well, right. He was first baby born in our church is sitting there like, I can't. Stand up.
Hey, Pam and John are our graduates. Randy came back because he's in detention. I think that's what.
Christ alone, my hope is found.
Thank you. My comfort, my shelter. different ways. Yeah, with different variations, different conglomerations of people, you know.
Okay, look now, a lot of people wondered, I mean, not that they wondered really for a long time, but how is it that at your church they don't call you pastor or brother or reverend or doctor or something like that, and I'll take a doctor, that'd be all right, but they call me Big John. But when I came to the church, you know, this is John Shaw right here. On the other side of John Shaw would have been John E. Bailey. Right, so we had John E. Bailey, John Shaw, John Keyes, and then another John got added to it, so I just became Big John. And that's how that happened.
We can't call you Big John no more.
I'm still bigger than y'all. I'm still the biggest John around. Anyways, man, I love you both. We got it. We get it. We got it good. Hey, we got more other thankful things. You got it, John? You on, baby.
I'm sorry.
No, you got it. Bye.
There's a kind of
and my family were saved by Jesus with CCC leading us. You get involved in the church family, who knows what good things God's going to get you involved with. But wouldn't that be enough right there? Anyway, this is good. This is good.
Embrace.
Here that says, blessed for the unconditional love and support given to my family. Thank you, Lord.
Reminding the broken it'll be alright, but right Just get to wondering about the way things are today. So many aboard the gospel ship, all rowing in a different way. But if we'll all pull together like a family, you and me, we'd come a lot closer to doing what the Lord called us to do. Jesus built this church on love, that's what it's all about. Trying to get everybody saved, not to keep anybody out. The doors are wide open. It's just as free as the Father's heart above. I'm glad he said, whosoever will, Jesus built his church on love. And when the shepherd found the lost sheep wandering from the fold, in his loving hands he held it. He did not blame or scold. Now we could learn a lesson that would make our efforts blessed. Our message and our methods must be filled with tenderness. Tenderness, I get it right. Jesus built his church on love. On love. And that's what it's all about. Trying to get everybody saved, not to keep anybody out. The doors are wide open. It's just as free as the Father's heart above. I'm glad he said, whosoever will. Jesus built this love, church on love. But the greatest gift of all is love is the best.
Now listen, we turned 20. That means we got to start behaving. Okay, so we ain't just going to launch everybody out at the same time to go get supper like what we always do. We actually going to have a little order, okay? I'm making the order up in my head. Because we're still just 20, which means we're old enough to behave, but we ain't got them perfected yet. So this is what I'd like to do. After I pray, anybody who has any kind of, if you have difficulty walking or handicap or something like that, we're going to do this like boarding an airplane. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and let you all get some food first. With you all, we'd also like to invest to ask anybody, if you over 70, you get to start that off too. You get to go, yeah. It finally paid off, being over 70. Amen. So after that, we're going to let our guests go of all ages. You know, if you're a guest here tonight, then you can go. And then after our guests and after everybody else, we'll go ahead and let everybody go. But I just want to thank everybody for coming. I'm just so proud of us. You know, we talked about Colin being our first baby. And look at, he was a little bit shorter than he is now when he was born. We're proud of you. We're proud of our youth band. You know, we had the Schmitties up there, and we're proud of you. There you go. There we are. There's the Schmitties. And man, we're just proud of y'all. We're so thankful. And so God is regarding everything that He's done in Christ Community Church, and it's a good investment. Miss Pat, what you got?
I just want to say one word.
All right, you got to say it fast. All right, go ahead.
And first it's Kim. Through Christ Community Church, she was baptized and she was saved. And then my husband, Jimmy, was saved on his deathbed. And so that's just great. I mean, through Christ Community Church, where everyone's welcome, they even let me go. And if somebody told me that when I joined Christ Community Church, that I would learn to pray perfectly, because of, Smiths. the one from that we live in Africa. But anyway, I went on two mission trips, and I met these guys when they had two little boys, and they were holding them, and then we were at the airport headed for South Carolina. Anyway, so I've been here almost 18 years with my daughter, and so y'all pray for her. She's got to have service in. But I love everyone at college. It's just great. I miss everybody. A lot of the ones that were there. And have gone off. But I remember when Pam was great. That's it.
All right. So one last thing I want us to do. We're going to have a moment because we have folks that aren't here. Some who were invited, they just couldn't be here because of conflict and different things like that. But we've lost people too. You know, but ordinarily it's appropriate to do some kind of silence. But we're not ordinary. So I want you to call to your mind some of those who can't be here but you're grateful for. You know, they're in our lives, they made a difference in our church. And they can't be here either due to conflict of schedule or maybe they've gone on to heaven. Hey, if somebody had gone on to heaven, let's not bow our head. Let's raise our voice and say thank you, Lord. So take a minute. You got somebody in mind? You know, we've had to say goodbye for now to some of our loved ones who've made an impact in this church. So do you got them in mind? On the count of three, I just want to say thank you, Lord. Okay? One, two, three.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, thank you. Thank you for what you've done and what you're going to, what you're doing. What we know you're going to continue to do because you're good, you don't change. And so, Father, as we continue to enjoy this evening and fellowship and eat together, Father, I pray our talk and our fellowship will be sweet and glorifying to you. Lord, we just thank you for all the food that we have and thank you for how you're maturing us. Thank you for those who aren't with us, but they're with you. Because you're good and your promise of eternal life is sure. And so, Father, we know we miss them here, but we're going to see them again. And for those who are still alive, serving other places, Lord, we ask that you just be with them and remind them that we love them and that we miss them. And so, Lord, we give you all the thanks. We do it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for the food, too, Lord. Yeah. Okay. Those who have trouble walking, those who are over 70, you ready? Go ahead. If you're even close to 70, if you can see 70 from where you're standing, you know what I'm saying? I want to keep somebody out just for a minute. Now y'all go first. Bert's going to play some soothing music, and I'm going to dance while you're waiting.